You are about to discover the five main reasons your business isn't growing and your family isn't thriving. Believe it or not, you can achieve both success and fulfillment in the big three areas of your life. I'm talking about health, wealth, and relationships. See, God did not create us to merely suck air and die. God did not create us to live a lesser life. We're created for exponential, exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that we can ask for, think of, or imagine. If you can do what you're doing now alone, you aren't dreaming big enough. If you are struggling, by the end of this video, my hope, my prayer is you gain the wisdom and insight that can transform your life and career. So the first mistake is you
don't forget to hit that subscribe button
for more tips.
Ever felt that pressure of your dads just like you?
Or you can click this video to keep learning.
You are not alone.
And until next time, you're doing better. But the solution, I'm praying for you, friend. Now let's go live better than best and conquer this week. 1-13, it says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to tear down, and a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time to war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet, no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. See, when I read this, I don't see the word balance in it anywhere. What I do see is a rhythm. What I do see is a changing of seasons. This is why if you are seeking balance, friend, you are seeking the wrong thing. That is the biggest mistake you can make. The best way to fix this is by understanding the rhythm, the pace that is set for your current season. Now, in finding joy and contentment there, your ability to be present in the now will dictate how you receive what is next. Your ability to be present in the now will dictate how you receive what's next. And then the second mistake that you were making is you were running your business and leading your household, not God's way, but your way. Picture this, aligning your business, your health, your relationship with God's plan for you. Will in fact empowers you when you stop trying to build your kingdom and your castle and get submitted to the guard and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then you will find the alignment and the fulfillment that surpasses all understanding and anything that you can imagine. See, not accurately leading those that you're entrusted to lead is detrimental because we have been entrusted with leading both work and home and ourselves. And that can all be overwhelming. I get it. But we must learn how to navigate this challenge with emotional intelligence. We must foster growth in all areas that honor God, our loved ones, and the calling and purpose on our lives. And then the third mistake is you have no system, strategies, or routines in place. How do you expect to go to the next level when you can't stay consistent in your current level? Let me guess, your best friend is your snooze button on your phone. Your favorite phrase is, I'll get to it someday. But newsflash, friend, there is no day on the calendar called someday. I mean, it doesn't go someday, Monday, Tuesday. Whatever you were putting off, it takes longer to think about how long it will take than it actually takes to do it. So just do it. This is your reminder right now. Just do it. Here, I have a quick story to share this example. Recently, I've been wanting to put up some outdoor Christmas lights at our house, and my wife has been hinting at it. She's been saying how she'd love for us to do it. And for days, I've been sitting around, thinking how much effort and time and how much dread I surrounded by doing it. And then finally, we went out and we put them up together.
Not only did it take a fraction of the time that it took to think about it, that I thought it would actually take, but it was a great memory that we made together. My three-year-old son was over there blowing up this little inflatable nutcracker we had. He had a blast. Needless to say that so many times we're stuck in this. It leads to point four, which is you have poor time management. Now, this one does connect with the last point, but it takes it a step further. See, your time is your most precious, most valuable, unrenewable asset and resource, and managing it effectively is the key to unlocking unparalleled success. So how can you practically prioritize your responsibilities and set boundaries to ensure you excel in both your professional and your personal and family life? You have to set up your non-negotiables. What are the 3 to 5 things that you must do daily, regardless of what happens? See, structure your day in a way that will set you up for success. For example, for me, on the top of my list, I think about cold plunging and cold showers, or I think about my devotional and prayer time, or I think about working out. See, I sacrifice sleeping in so that I can get these done before my kids get up. And guess what happens if I sleep in or my kids wake up too early? They get to join me in these things. Okay, don't worry, I'm not putting my 9-month-old baby in a cold plunge, so don't cancel me. What I mean by this is even if I'm not able to get up and I oversleep or something, I still make these non-negotiables happen. I find the spaces, I find the few minutes here and there that I have to get those things done. And you have to shift around them. I shift around nap time. I make it happen. See, I think one of the biggest mistakes and lies I see in people is that they don't have enough time. And that is wrong, friend. You do have enough time. It's just poor time management that's keeping you from doing the things that matter most. You aren't managing your time effectively. I bet you had time to watch the Cowboys game or any fill-in-the-blank sports team or Netflix series or peep this stat. 2,617 times a day. That's how much most of us are reaching for our phones. But why? To find hope and happiness? To waste time to distract ourselves from the true things that we need to be accomplishing? Or at least we're getting this false sense of happiness. Friend, if you were looking for true freedom and fulfillment, it doesn't come without a cost. So what are you willing to spend to obtain? And then the final mistake five, which honestly I feel like should be mistake one, is you are neglecting your spiritual well-being. Don't let the busyness of entrepreneurship and fatherhood drown out your spiritual foundation. Without building on the firm foundation of Christ, we are on a tightrope bound to fall. We are a ticking time bomb about to explode. This may be the last point on the list when it actually is first priority. It is the number one reason, if you're neglecting this, that you aren't where you hope you would be. But grace and God's mercies are new every morning, so don't condemn yourself in this moment. Now, conviction is great. It does lead to true repentance. But I pray that when we know of the great grace and mercy of God, then that should compel you to see that being spiritually sound is top of the list. So I hope that these 5 mistakes that you've been making, that you can't overcome them. So if you're ready to revolutionize your life, if you're truly ready to transform your life and business, I want you to download my exclusive guide, The Red Print, that's truly going to help you unlock the potential that is hidden inside of you, to overcome those mistakes, to really start living and thriving in both professional and personal life. So don't miss out. Click the link in the description right now, and you'll be sent this amazing guide, this download, the 6 R's that are going to help you discover your true identity, to really push past those limitations and those mistakes that you're making. And it's going to ask those questions for self-reflection that are really going to unlock and transform your life from the inside out. Remember, friend, success in business and marriage and your health is not a distant dream. It's within your grasp. Take the leap and implement these strategies and get this download and truly see your life soar to new heights. I truly want to partner with you in this. If you are wanting any kind of personal assistance or support with this, feel free to comment below. Reach out to me on socials because I am here for you. And my meaningful mission is to empower men like you to become better husbands, fathers, and leaders
And that's not going to happen until we truly build a community around each other. This, right now in this moment, is where your story, your success story, truly begins. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more tips tailored to entrepreneur dads just like you. Or you can click this video to keep learning more. And until next time, you're doing better than you think. I'm praying for you, friend. Now let's go live better than best and conquer this week.